Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tiny Cupboard. Let's hear some love for your dueling guitarists. Yeah. I feel like this is like a musical art connection across the room. Cool. Welcome to the Tiny Cupboard. I'm just here to say I have hand sanitizer up front and over here, so please use it often. There is a free pot-infused brownie in the price of your ticket, or if you're a guest on the show, so come see me up front to get one. Yeah, and I have a donation-based bar with White Claw's beers and stuff like that. But right now, put your hands together for Stoner Morning Show!
Mic check, check.
Yo,
okay.
Yo.
Not too loud, not too soft. All right, good. I want to make a tease for something that's going to happen later on in the show.
Already?
Yes.
Whoa. Coming in hot.
Yeah. I have been, for whatever reason, thinking about world problems I have no business trying to figure out the answers to.
For thinking about world problems. I'm Ralph. This is Sean.
I feel like I came up with a brilliant idea that is so smart that the cannabis industry in New York State is going to have to do it.
Go for it.
Yeah. We have to talk about that later, though.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Later on, we're going to talk about an idea so smart for the cannabis industry that they're going to have to do it. It's not going to happen now. It's going to happen later.
Right. Good. So what do you have to talk about?
First of all, I want to shout out Steve Ling and join this burrito right here.
Yes.
You might feel the need or some sort of pressure to be neat or be polite or not. I want you to enjoy that burrito as if this was your own living room.
Sure, yes.
There's no shame. All of us ate something sloppy earlier today and cleaned up real nice before we got here. Don't shame this man.
Yeah.
He is eating just like we all need to.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be doing intermittent fasting, and I broke through my time today that I was supposed to eat.
Okay. Oh, so you didn't adhere to the rule.
I didn't adhere.
Okay.
And I'm ashamed.
All right.
And how did I transgress? Greasy croutons. I got croutons that were fried in oil.
Wow. From where?
From upstate New York.
Okay. They were to-go croutons.
Yeah, they were to-go croutons.
We were upstate together doing shows, and you grab croutons from like a rest stop or something like
just
that.
Just a bag of croutons.
To-go salad, yeah.
These aren't some sort of special snack you don't know about. They're what they sound like.
Yeah.
They're croutons that belong in a salad.
Right.
That I ate
that
outside.
That they traveled.
Yeah, that
they
have traveled.
Counties.
Yeah. And are also at least
so
2 days
So it's possible
old.
You can't get those croutons here in New York. You might only be able to get them from a rest stop in upstate.
To be fair, a child can make them.
Yeah, all right.
Anybody could make these croutons that I had.
Yeah.
I didn't transgress with like a cheeseburger or fries or even a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
I transgressed with croutons.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about? Everybody's
It was
there.
A soft loss. I would say.
Yeah. I'm forgiving myself for it.
Okay.
This would happen.
Good. This is going to sound like a brag, but it's not.
Woo.
And I think once I'll say it, everyone will agree that this is like, I'm not trying to brag, but it does sound brag-worthy.
This is something we're going to take a vote on after we hear it.
All right, sure. We can vote. It's that... If I encounter an escalator that is not working, that is a challenge that I can accept no problem whatsoever.
Wow.
I'm not like freaked out by it. I'm not like, oh, this is a weird sensation. I can handle it like full stride.
Okay. Let me tell you why this is a brag.
Yeah.
We can vote on who Sean lives at a train stop that has escalators because the stairs going from the bottom to the ground floor are maybe the tallest in New York City.
Sure.
So tall, in fact, this escalator, that I've gotten vertigo riding on it.
Yeah.
So when Sean says if the escalator's not working, I don't feel a challenge. This is a Herculean amount of steps.
I've done that escalator. Yeah, I've done it.
Okay. So
no problem.
With that information.
I knew it was scary because that is a steep escalator, and it's long.
Sometimes
so it's... But I was not afraid.
Sometimes it's so tall. Even when the escalator is working, while I'm walking up it, I can't tell which way is up or down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how tall it is sometimes. I feel like I'm in a new plane of reality where now everything is sideways, even stairs. There's no horizontal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'll believe it.
The outer limits.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now it's time for us to vote. Raise your hand if you think... That what Sean just said was a brag. Keep your hands down if it was not a brag.
Was I bragging? You feel free to say the numbers out loud so we know how many people are here.
This is less than half. Okay. Most people don't think you were bragging.
One, two, three, four. I think it was four.
Four? How many people are in here?
Well, now we raise your hand if you didn't raise your hand. Do you think the other thing? And then
yeah, raise your hand
people.
If you don't think he was bragging.
Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven plus four. I think people didn't vote. There are more people here than that. Anyway, all right, we voted.
I think
the Olympics are coming up. I think the Winter Olympics are coming up.
Did you reference that to make? Did you say that to make reference to the fact that you've done the Herculean feat of climbing the steps?
No, it was like we counted, and like there's scores the Olympics.
I think you won. I think everybody accepted it as not a brag.
Okay.
Oh, that's that segment.
What else? Yeah. Who has an idea of what's next? Anya? Oh, Ralph had an incel bid?
I did. I have several. I'm trying to remember what it was. I was going to do this upstate, but there wasn't room or time for it.
Mm.
Oh, God, what was it?
What is an incel bid? I don't know.
It's a bid.
Oh, an incel bit. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. You're sending up incels.
The opposite.
Oh, okay. You're embracing them. All right.
Yeah, I do embrace. Who know? Raise your hand if you know what an incel is. Yeah, it's okay.
An incel is somebody who is involuntarily celibate, and they take it out on whoever they wish to be sexually active with.
Yeah, they can be bitter and angry people.
Right. And I actually have a solution for that, too.
Oh, I'm going to hear
that. People think this is a TV show idea, but no, this is an actual, like, 501c3 that people can form.
Okay.
A nonprofit group. It's that a bunch of women get, like, volunteer that, okay, if, like, my brother is an incel, it's like, I can't contact this group of women. And then those, like, five or six women just show up at their apartment. And then they're like, we're your friend now.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
This is a way to convert incels.
Whoa.
And it's you get a group of women who will volunteer to just show up at incels' apartment. It's like, we're your friend. Or they confront them outside of your work. We're your friend. You now have women friends. We're going to teach you how to treat women. So for the benefit of you, now you will no longer be an incel. Somebody will find you attractive. No. This will not happen in this instance. We are your friend.
Yes.
You now have women friends.
But if
you're going to hang out with one of us, no. We're all showing up.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Strength in numbers.
Wow.
Anyway, what was your bit?
My bit feels irrelevant now.
What I was going to say is, listen,
I'm a friend to incels.
Yeah.
I will be on that group.
Okay,
not a
that's
woman.
Fine. Yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm a friend to, because I just feel like... Good God. They're just sad, and it feels like...
They're Winnie the Poohs.
They're Winnie the Poohs. They're just Eeyore. Bears walking around with no pants.
Yeah.
And they're
That's
not
why
wearing
women are
pants.
Screaming. Yeah.
They're not wearing pants out of choice. They can't get pants.
Yeah. That's how they were drawn.
Winnie has accepted that with grace and kindness.
Right.
These young men have not learned that. Have not learned that technique yet.
Okay.
That's it. Hey,
we have guests coming up. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
I feel like we gotta get this out of the way before they get up here.
Oh.
Is that something? Grace and kindness. Is that something that is inherent or that you learn?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody.
Oh.
I think you learn it.
Mm. It's
how,
learned.
How does it? How does anybody learn it?
Examples, yeah. Stories.
Yeah, don't follow them. Barney. Who are good people to follow? I said Barney because I watched a lot of it as a child, and when I say a child, I mean like 14, 15 years old.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't have cable. We had VHSs of Barney, many of them, for I don't know why, and I watched them into my mid-teens.
Okay, that's fine. Some teenagers were bedwetters.
So, yeah, I was not a bedwetter. Right. All I did was watch hours of Barney over years.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I never went to bed, even now, nowhere near double digits.
And where is this going again?
I don't remember.
Oh,
who are other good people that we've learned grace and kindness from? And I mean actually in your life.
I would say Mr. Rogers.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Rogers
and Morgan Freeman. Yes. Yes. Ooh. Old Bill Cosby.
Yeah, TV show. We're talking about TV
now. Oh, sure, right.
Who was the kindest person on Cosby Show that wasn't Cosby? In real life or in this? Fake life?
What kind of quiz is this?
I don't know. I want to know.
Oh, wait a minute.
It Rudy?
No, it's who was the boyfriend...
Elvin. Elvin was very kind. Yeah.
Elvin was the kindest non-Cosby in that show. That's my guess. I don't know. What do I win?
He came up very chauvinist at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want his wife to burn. All that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say...
His wife was more kind than him. Who was his wife's
name? No, but then
name?
His wife was a Cosby, though. The oldest daughter.
No, no, I'm just saying Cosby himself, not the whole family.
Denise?
No. Sandra. Oh, mm-hmm. We're reminiscing.
All right. Let's have David Ray Martinez perform. Okay. Is that what we're going to do? Is that what the order? We didn't
sure.
talk about
Sure, yeah. David's going
to
come up and
Are
do
you ready to tell jokes? Are you telling jokes or are we just hanging out?
No, please tell some
jokes.
Yes,
and tell some jokes. Okay.
Let's
Put
hear
your
for
hands
David
together
Ray Martinez.
For David Ray Martinez. Use that one. Yeah.
Thank you for the awkward introduction. Like, should we bring him up? I don't know. Is he on the show? Also with the incel thing, I'm gonna, where are you? There are you, Sean? I'm gonna disagree with you because you're just gonna frustrate him with five more women he can't fuck, you know? Like that idea doesn't work unless someone's gonna bust that nut for him, you know? Because that's weird. You're like five attractive women come over, we're gonna be your friend. And like you're adding me to the, you know, like I gotta add five fine women that I can't touch. I don't know. Have you seen five beautiful women ever walk into a place where it desexualizes a man? You ever been in a club and you like, I'm waiting for my boys and five hot women walk in, you go, yeah, I ain't going to try to touch none of them. You get like, oh, shit, they bad. This is some bad mother. Okay, Sean, I don't know. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to work like that. Somebody has to take one for the team. we're going to watch you fuck him, and... But after that, we'll leave. I don't know, Sean. When you were saying, I was like, how does that work? Like, have you been in a friend zone, Sean? Like, have you, like, I've been in a friend zone so hard, like, the walls have grease on it. I can't get up them walls. I'm like, yeah, I've been in those kind of friend zones. You'd be like, damn. And then, you know, it's the horrible part about being in a friend zone. Then you see somebody that they pick who is way uglier than you. He's like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Because my face is not that bad. I'm regular handsome, you know. I'm not life-changing handsome. I'm not this Indian guy handsome. You know, I'm not, you know, he walks into a room, white bitches, black bitches, be like, yeah, I am. They be like, I'll put a dot on my head for you, baby. You know, I'm not that handsome, you know. I'm just regular, you know. Like, women look at me and be like, yeah, he got to take me out 2 or 3 times before I fuck him. Just so I could tell my friends he had to work for it, you know. Oh man, what else is going on with me? So it's weird dating, because women are the most beautiful creatures on earth, and this is weird. This, should I sit down and talk to you guys? Hi guys, my name is David Ray Martinez, and this is an intervention for incels. But no, like, I'm out here dating, and I have to make real-life decisions when I date now. I'm like, she's beautiful, but do I risk my cable bill for her? You know? I got a whole cable bill. Is she triple play cute? You know, is she... You know, is she internet cute? Like, I don't know. And then it's weird, like, this week I have a bunch of dates set up. And I'm like, I don't even know. And then I don't understand the women who date me. Like, why do they choose me? So I was dating a director of a hospital, right? I was dating a, like, semi-famous anthropologist. And I'm just like, why do you like me? You know? And then I realized they're so boring. So boring. I'm like, you, like, woman, you study humans. You study the lives of people. Like, you are a director of a hospital. Can't you direct, like, have some direct interaction with me? Like, one time I was at her house, and I was like, hey, I have to do a Zoom show in your house. And she lived on the Upper West Side, and she was just like, I don't know if I want you to do a Zoom show at my house. I want your full attention. And I was like, I am not your staff, okay? I can do a Zoom show in my mother freaking car if I want to. And then, like, this week, one of these ladies is, like, the number one person on climate change and all kind of stuff. I'm like, who are these people? Why are you online dating me? Like, what is wrong with you, truthfully? I mean, I'm a good person, but I'm like, Tinder? Come on. Maybe Bumble. I'm okay with people on Bumble. I don't know. I'm just working. I'm just talking my stuff, guys. Anyway, my name is David Ray Martinez. Thanks for listening to some of my stuff. Oh, sit on down. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I only bring it up because I was addressed during your set, but in my mind, the idea desexualizes women in this incel's mind so that if a woman can be a friend, now I can find the person who is a better fit for me. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I understand that, but at the same time.
At the same damn time.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful women in the room, right? Like, I'm not going to count 4, 5, 6 of y'all.
Yeah.
If y'all came to my house, I would have been like, oh my God, why are these beautiful women in the house me by myself?
Yeah.
And then you're like, they're going to desexualize me with, I got a Russian, I got a black, I got some Jews in the house. You know, like, this is, no. I'll be like, wow, this is my fantasy. So I'm not an incel. But I'm just saying, like, the only way to desexualize the situation to me would be for there to be men and women in this situation to go, hey, we're here to help you. you know, we're here to integrate you into real
life.
That
could be fine. Yeah, Ralph volunteered for that as well.
Yeah, because that's what I think. I'd be like, I could be your friend. Yeah. I could be your wingman. I'm an amazing wingman.
Right.
I have my lesbian friends take me into clubs. I get them butt cheeks mad quick. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, you don't know how many times I've gone to places and, like, I had one friend. She, you know, she's like, oh, that girl's really cute. I go, I had a Scooby-Doo t-shirt on, very non-threatening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I went over to this one girl, made fun of her hat. She laughed. And then I was like, oh, my friend thinks you're super hot.
But it does bring up crime, though, Scooby-Doo t-shirt. In some ways, it is a warning.
Oh, the Scooby-Doo shirt?
Scooby-Doo mystery?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Right.
But no, I'm just saying I'm an amazing wingman for men and for women because, as you can see, I'm very non-threatening. No one takes me seriously.
Uh-huh. I saw a picture of you on Instagram dressed as a minister, and I was like, oh, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but then I read it. It was like, oh, you were on set.
Yeah, I was on set. Yeah. My son and I were on set. My son was wearing a yarmulke also, but right. I mean, we were just...
You were in robes, but I could see you as a minister.
Your son was wearing a yarmulke. Was this Nickelodeon?
No. No, we were doing a comedy video sketch. So.
That's awesome.
But you get that, right? That you give off a minister vibe, kind of?
I am from some of the most powerful people you've ever could imagine. Billionaires, because I worked at the Waldorf and I also worked at the Mark Hotel. I used to call Prince Philip died? Not Prince Philip. Who's the...
Prince Andrew?
Whatever the last prince that died.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, it was Prince Philip.
Husband,
yeah. So he used to come to the Mark. And I don't recognize people. Everybody's the same thing to me. So I would be in the elevator and I'd be like, what's up, brother? You looking good today. So I don't care who you
are. I'm Ralph. This is Ralph.
I know you, Ralph. I'm saying like celebrities and people like that.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Like the list of people that I've met in life, but they all have this a lot of things to say about me, like, wow, I see you in politics, you have a great this, or I see you in this, or why aren't you, you know, do you do speaking engagements, or are you heavy into church? I'm like, nah, I just be in my bed sleeping, trying not to cry and shit.
I want to say I exist in between. I think just like David, if five beautiful women came to my house when I was in my nearest incel stages, I think incel is a spectrum. I think I've been on the closest. I would have been
in my younger days, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, listen, me and my friend, don't judge me, women, I'm sorry. But when I was like 14, 15, a girl broke my heart. And me and my friend had a girl break up with him. And we formed a group. Just him and I.
The He-Man Woman Haters
Just
Club.
Him and I. It was called All Girls Must Die. AGMD. That was the name of the group. It's not like we're going to kill them, but it was just a feeling like, wow, this is whack.
Yeah.
And then after I got butt cheeks, I was like, nah, they all need a hit.
I will say, I think over time, I would learn. Like, I think over time, like having women be like, we're going to be your friends, I think that would be like increase my confidence and like all kinds of other things. When I was younger, I think that would be true. What I do also want to say is I feel like no matter what age, I think I would react the way David said, like women come to my house and be like, oh my God. I feel like if women came to Shizzle's house, if five women at any age came to Shizzle's house, before they said anything, he would just be like, I'm just going to be your friend.
I get that.
I think he would decide first.
Sure. Okay. All right. Good.
That's Shizzle.
Okay.
Strong mind. That's
well, was there a thought or question in the audience? I think we're going to move the show.
And I'm sorry that I pointed out the way. Okay, there was someone in the back. You raised his hand.
Where did Steve Glenn get the burrito? His segment is at the end. His segment is closing out the show. But give it up for David Ray Martinez, everybody.
Right, thank you, guys.
Woo!
Coming Beautiful. Up.
How do we follow you, David? How do people follow you?
Just my name. It's David, R-E-Y.
Ray, R-E-Y.
Yeah, David, R-E-Y Martinez. I normally come up once you put in the Ray. David Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Give it up for David.
All right. We here's my cannabis industry idea. And coming up later, we do have Steve Ling will give a review of that burrito to close out the show.
Yes.
But so I posed a question to a friend of mine just as like, I don't know, because a lot of cannabis growers and small time like cultivators, distributors, they're worried about like regulation. They're worried that they're going to like get bumped out of it, or there's going to be too much regulation. It's like people are nervous about it.
Cannabis growers are nervous about regulation.
Yes. And so I was thinking, what group of people would make the best cannabis regulators in the state? What is like a type of person that would be, that everyone would trust? Like, okay, we'll work with these people. What's that? Yes. Okay.
People who run drug and alcohol abuse clinics.
Right.
Used to be veterans. That's not a tribute.
Okay. Yeah, I mean. Oh yeah. All right. You came up with the answer. Yeah. So my joke. Anyway, you ruined the punchline because I came up with joke answers first, and then I came up with a real answer. So
okay.
My friend's answer was lesbians.
Lesbians should be
regulators.
Yeah.
And but then she quickly said, not everyone does trust lesbians, unfortunately. And my answer was. My answer was nuns.
Nuns, yes.
Because my child experience with nuns were great. Yeah. I had lovely nuns.
Before you, okay.
Are
you
but the stereotype of nuns is that they're cruel, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I don't think of them.
So
that
those
way.
Are like.
Before you move on,
those are imperfect guesses. But go ahead.
I have an answer that I think.
All right, go ahead. But, yeah, all right.
I think the people who should regulate the cannabis industry are. The late Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Okay.
Because they was about to regulate.
Got it. Okay. The true answer that I came up with is people who have lost loved ones to the opioid crisis.
Mm.
It's because they would know the importance of keeping this safe, and they wouldn't take money from big pharma, big, you know what I mean? Because that's
skin
how
in the
important
game.
It was.
Yeah.
How do we just hire those people, right? Well, the answer is that you have them train the people who are going to be doing the regulation. And part of the training is, here's the story of somebody that I lost. To let you know the importance of, like, how hard this has hit people, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a great answer.
Anyway, that's... I am just a stoner comedian. I don't know why I'm thinking about solutions of things that I have no business doing it, but I don't know. I have a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah. I think that's something that should be thought about because the industry is growing. And
everyone's nervous. I don't know. People have, I don't know. Everyone here is having fun, I guess, hopefully, maybe, I don't know. But like on the cannabis side, the people who are like vending and stuff, they're like... They're excited that it's legal, but they're also worried that they're going to get bumped out of... Yes, David Martinez has a question.
I'm trying to hook to one of my friends because he does the growing tests.
Yes.
So, and I'm saying New York, I've been trying to get him to, like, grow more tents or build tents in people's houses.
Yeah, a friend does growing tents, yeah.
Yeah, and he was telling me there's only two plants per adult in a house.
There's some... Yeah, I don't know what the... I don't grow, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, so he was telling me there's only two plants per adult in the house.
Right.
So he counts even his kids who don't smoke.
he counts his kids. That's smart.
Yeah, so maybe...
What's your question?
So my question is about the regulation is, like, I could buy a whole building and just grow for every person that's in my building.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
It's not a question, it's just a part of a scheme.
Yeah.
Oh, get it. Got it. Okay. I don't know. What's next? We have more guests.
We have more guests. I want to say this. Yeah. I think I would like more of these solutions for problems that the marijuana culture and economy faces.
Right.
I think that's cool. Maybe somebody who is this you've probably inspired somebody in here tonight to either start into the cannabis industry, probably
right.
not,
maybe.
Or they may know somebody who doesn't and be like, hey, I thought of this solution.
Yeah, yeah.
And spread that
perhaps.
Word.
I did come up with this is another weird idea, and then we'll move on to our next guest.
Yeah.
It's that I was drinking a Canadian beer the other night.
Whoa.
And some people would think that's un-American, that I'm drinking a Canadian beer.
I wouldn't go that far. No.
Some people might think that.
Yeah.
But I think I'm being more American by drinking Canadian beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because take that, Canadian beer. I drink you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You are done.
Yeah.
And if more Americans are drinking Canadian beer, then more Canadians are going to be like, you know what? We're going to start drinking more American beer. And then that's economy.
Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. I feel like you just also described the way hip-hop works.
Could be, yeah.
Before we go on to our next guest,
yes.
I just want to go to our trusty segment. Whenever the show, I feel like, is going off the rails, this writes the course.
Yes.
And just really centers me and calibrates me. Just real quickly, before we move on to the next guest, I want to get at What's True with Shizzle.
A segment of What's True with Shizzle, yes.
What's true? What's true today,
Fan
Shizzle?
Of the show and frequent guest and musician and, yes, friend of the show, trustee. What's true with Shizzle? Tell us.
Well, what's true is that brownie I just had like 5 minutes ago.
The brownie he had 5 minutes ago
has
felt like it kicked in. Good.
What a smile.
Yeah.
Shizzle, you should be in the sun. Your face should just be in the sun.
If this show gave away awards, and one of the awards was most stoned person I've ever seen at
yes.
one of these shows, that award would go to Shizzle.
Shizzle
we did some show, he was sitting over here, and I looked over, and I was like, that is the most stoned person I've ever seen. And he was having fun. Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And if this show did give away awards, we'd all get one.
Yeah.
Anyway. We have another guest.
Let's
music.
Do it. Yeah, we're going to hear some music from Ashley Sage.
Yes.
Featuring Peter.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Ashley Sage. I'm a singer, songwriter. I produce. And I'm going to rock you guys a little bit tonight. I'm just going to get straight to it. I'm going to play a couple songs from my EP, Sage the EP. It's out everywhere. If you like it, you can find it. This is Fill My Cup. Fill my cup. Let's just pour it up. Fill my cup. Hey, let's just pour it up. I'm not much of a drinker. I'm much more of a smoker, hey, but tonight I'm feeling lonely, and I just ran out of roll up, so I'm finna go out nonstop, get drunk on rooftops, get faded, no waiting in anticipation, no weekdays are draining, and my friendships are fading, so fill my cup. Drops me. you said what you didn't mean. Oh, the physical, but I didn't speak. And now that it's all done, there's more room to breathe. Just promise that you will think about me. Promise that you will think about me. Thought you had me down, but I'm smiling. Living for myself, and now I'm motherfucking shining. Fill my cup all the way to the top. Hey, don't ever want this feeling to ever come. No worries about tomorrow. Let's just drown in sorrow. So fill my cup up, oh. Fill my cup up, oh. It with you guys before, but hey, fill my cup. Oh, oh, oh. No, no, oh, let's just, yeah, good job, yeah. That's the song. Thank you guys. There's like a theme with all the songs I got going. Heartbreak and self-love. And so I'm gonna keep it going. Let's do. Oh. So, yeah. This song is called 20s. And basically it's about how we're all chasing a bag, trying to get money, trying to be successful. And sometimes we forget that we are the bag. So I want you guys to say, I'm the bag. So, all right. You're the bag? He's the bag? He's the bag? Are you the bag? You're the bag. Okay. All right. Saved your name and the number in a text. I don't know what else did I expect. Played this game and I know what happens next. What happens next? I'm not one for all the chasing. Not the type to be complacent. I'm that bitch, I don't like waiting. Time is short, the clock is racing. So deep, I got plenty. Won't let you steal my heart and leave me empty. I'm not tripping, no, I'm only in my 20s. 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 I'm not tripping, no, I'm only in my 20s. Won't you be more intentional? Matter of fact, I'ma let you go. Craving more than a physical. I want you to blow my mind. I want to get to the bottom of the thing. Commercial day, but you won't find it on a shelf, love. These days I can give a flying about rejection. Open up your eyes and you will see the Lord's protection. I'm the bag, come and get me. Love is so deep, I got plenty. Won't let you steal my heart.
yeah, yeah.
This is Peter. I'm Ashley. You can find me on the gram at You Need Sage. YOUNEEDSAGE.
Take that middle chair. I'm going to stand right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley, what's your stance on broken escalators?
Broken escalators.
Do you hesitate, or can you take it full stride?
Are you going to look for one that's working before you go up the
one? I'm going to look for one that's working, and if there isn't, I'm going to do it.
I mean, even walking down is like vertigo-inducing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one near your place.
Any of them, I feel like.
Where do you live? It sounds like Broadway Junction.
No, I live in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Broadway Junction is kind of like that.
That one is intense.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I live near the Javits Center, not to get too personal. But
okay.
That's what.
Oh, okay. That was the other one I was thinking of. The one by like Hudson Yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're Peter. We met the other night. What's your escalator stance?
If it's broken?
Yeah.
I'm running up the midges.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, he runs. That's bragging.
Yeah, this guy's bragging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I respect it.
That's him.
I'm fit.
That's him.
Right. He can play the guitar. He has rhythm.
He can sing.
He can sing.
Yeah.
This guy's a real catch.
This guy probably never slips.
Yeah.
Or if he does, he catches himself. Good balance, I bet.
Who's that other handsome guy that David was talking about? What are you?
Handsome men?
Is the Indian guy.
What do you do? Are you running up escalators? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wow, all right. I walk on people movers also at the airport. I don't stand on them. No, I keep walking.
Wow.
Give me that boost. I'll take a little turbo to get to the...
music video.
Huh? What?
You feel like you're in a music video?
Yeah, you do.
I get on them and I ride a little while, then I walk the other way for a little while and I giggle. And then I let it carry me to the end.
All right. You're a savvy traveler. You are not. But I don't know. Yeah. You're having fun.
That's I'm having fun.
Yeah.
It's not efficient at all.
Anything that you want to share with the audience?
I think I broke the stand.
Anything I want to share?
Yeah.
Give us some advice about heartbreak. That's what I want to hear.
We had another song. Wait. We wanted advice.
Yeah, I want advice about heartbreak.
Like, how do we get over it?
You did a bunch of songs about heartbreak, and they were beautiful.
Yeah.
But I just need information.
Okay.
And then we got to get to Steve's burrito review that we've all been waiting for.
Okay.
So I would say for heartbreak, focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you sulk for like 3 months, and you're mad at the world, but like, get back to you, have fun, have a lot of friends on the side, builds your confidence,
binge the show, and just like that,
not quite,
I don't know,
what show do you binge,
you want,
in
or any show, yeah,
and heartbreak,
in heartbreak, Euphoria,
ooh, why, you go even deeper in the darkness.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys. I'm going back to Barney. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I don't know if this
I'm going
is.
Going back to Barney.
I don't know if this is too much of a reveal for me, but I love the cable TV show BattleBots, where people build robots and then they fight each other. It's like.
That sounds fun.
It is great. You actually really do never know what robot's going to win.
No.
You think you have an idea? And then sometimes you're surprised.
I vaguely remember this show, and I know what you're saying is true. Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
It's like that
robot's going to win, or it's like, you thought that robot was going to do anything?
Yeah.
This isn't a joke.
You feel like a fool.
Yeah.
The last question I wanted to ask both of you, where are you both from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I'm Jamaican.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Queens.
Oh, wow. You guys are straight up real New York.
Right. Double the New York. New York strong times two.
Ashley, how do you feel, if at all, being from Brooklyn has influenced your song making? You're a wonderful songwriter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm from Brooklyn. I did live in Jersey for a little bit. Savannah.
Uh-oh.
There's a little bit, but I'm mostly from here.
All right.
I love being from Brooklyn. I feel like it's made me who I am. It's given me space to be who I am and explore all facets of creativity. Mm. So I'm very proud to be from here.
Wow. Can I
ask a question to everybody here?
Yes.
Why don't bees like each other? Yeah, bees.
They live in whole combs like each other? Together. They live in whole combs together.
No, because it's like that song says, why can't bees be friends? Why can't bees be friends? Why can't bees be friends?
Why can't bees be friends?
It's
why
so
can't bees be friends?
Yeah, it's sad.
Why can't bees be friends?
It's sad to me that bees can't be friends with each other.
Peter, would you continue playing that softly while Steve Ling gives us a review of the burrito?
Yeah, Steve Ling, give it up for Steve Ling. Burrito review, and then we're going to end the show, and then we're going to hang out at All Night Skate. Yeah, give it up for
Steve Ling's
Steve
burrito
Ling.
Review.
Yeah, yeah, burrito review. Just any quick sentence or something. You got to do it in the mic. No, you got to do it in the mic.
Yeah.
And then say goodnight, everybody.
Burrito, you can get it from around the corner, slightly above average, but they took like 20 minutes to make it. So then I ended up having to eat some of it here. So
fantastic.
Out of 10.
Out of 10, 6.
Wow.
But it's probably the best burrito you can get around here.
Steve Ling, you're a 10. Thank you to David Ray Martinez. At David Ray Martinez, Ashley Sage. How do we find you guys on social media?
At You Need Sage, YOUNEEDSAGE.
At You Need Sage? Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is Peter.
Peter K. The Way.
Oh, shit.
Peter K. The Way.
Peter Pay The Way.
Peter K.
Peter K. K-A-Y.
Peter K. The Way, that's it.
Peter K. The Way. All right. And this is Stoner Morning Show. Have a good night, everybody.